Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. I wanted to say something right here at the beginning. These are the readings for this Sunday, the 30th Sunday in Ordinary Time. And I want to share with you something from Magnificat that's really taken my attention. It is this: the tax collector, you're going to read about him in these readings, the tax collector, completely aware of his sin and therefore of his unworthiness, beats his breast and prays, "O God, be merciful to me, a sinner." I think that has to be the cry of all of us. All of us make mistakes. All of us sin. We want to be in a position to say, "O God, be merciful to me, a sinner." Where does he get the confidence to do this? His experience of limitation and failure has led him not to despair, but to depend. Think of that. Not to despair, but to depend. He remains certain that there is something beyond every evil threat, and that the Lord will rescue him. Maybe it was his sin that jogged his memory of the promise of Sirach. The Lord hears the cry of the oppressed. Or in some translations it says, the Lord hears the cry of the poor. We're poor. The prayer of the lowly pierces the clouds. This is why the formerly unspeakably sinful Paul can say without boasting, "From now on, the crown of righteousness awaits me, for whoever humbles himself will be exalted." That, in course, having the right attitude and the right spirit, but no matter what you've done in your life, no matter the mistakes, no matter the sins, "Well, I never took this to confession. I never did this, or I just shoved this off." Brothers and sisters, whatever we're carrying, whatever we're sorry for, please, please take the gift that God has given us. Go to confession. Please go to the sacrament of reconciliation. You will be freed. You won't be burdened more. You'll be given a penance, some prayers to pray. Pray them well. Doesn't mean you have to be perfect about anything, but I mean, when I say pray well, pray with all your heart. Pray with all your heart. And God forgives. You can walk out clean, true, pure, and start life all over again. Honestly, even if that takes a year of Saturdays in the confessional, it'll be completed. God loves you. But at one visit and honestly repenting of your sins, God will hear you. And he will forgive. He always forgives, brothers and sisters. We don't. We hang on to grudges and memories of things way in the past. Well, I'm not speaking to him or her, or I don't like him or her, whatever the case may be. God only knows what's been going on in that other person's life. And if that person is genuinely evil, do you pray for them? Or do you just tell everybody, "Oh, that's an evil person, stay far away from him"? Pray for him. Pray for him. Ask God to give you the grace to be an intercessor for him before the throne of God. Really want to encourage you to hear these readings clearly this Sunday. Hear them very clearly, because God really wants to bless you. Almighty, ever-living God, increase our faith, hope, and charity, and make us love what you command, so that we may merit what you promise. There it is. Make us love what you command and merit what you promise. That's what we want to do. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, in the unity with the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever, that's what we want to do. So let's take a look at the readings with that spirit. Book of Sirach, chapter 35, 12 to 14, and then 16 to 18. The Lord is a God of justice who knows no favorites. Though not unduly partial toward the weak, yet he hears the cry of the oppressed. The Lord is not deaf to the wail of the orphan, nor to the widow when she pours out her complaint. The one who serves God willingly is heard. Maybe that's taking out the garbage. Maybe it's giving a talk somewhere. Maybe it's just being a good, faithful wife or husband. Whatever the case may be, just do what you're called to do, and He will hear you. The one who serves God willingly is heard. His petition reaches the heavens. The prayer of the lowly pierces the clouds. It does not rest till it reaches its goal, nor will it withdraw until the Most High responds, judges justly and affirms the right, and the Lord will not delay. Now, God's timing is not our timing, or our timing is often not God's timing. But He says He won't delay. He hears you. He's going to answer you. Perhaps He wants to show you something more. Perhaps He wants to teach you something more than you've already seen through whatever mistake you made. He wants to help you. He wants to draw you closer to Himself. He's not saying, I forgive her, and it's over. No, He wants to draw you closer to Himself. So take the time that He gives you. Wait on Him. He will not disappoint you. I promise you that. He will not disappoint you. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. Psalm 34. I really encourage you. I love these four lines. You can read the psalm if you have a Magnificat, or just take your Bible and read Psalm 34. But I love these verses. The Lord confronts the evildoers to destroy remembrance of them from the earth. When the just cries out, the Lord hears them, and from all their distress, He rescues them. But don't expect it the way you want it to be. He'll deliver you far more than you ask for, because you don't even know how much deliverance we all need to get free. Open your heart to the Lord, because the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. Those who are crushed in spirit, He saves. Many of you listening to this program today may be brokenhearted. Death of a spouse, death of a child, death of a brother or sister, or a very close friend. There can be all kinds of deaths in our lives that are very hard and painful. And it says very clearly in Scripture, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. And those who are crushed in spirit, He saves. You're not left alone. You don't have to pull yourself out of the mire. Ask God to bless your time of mourning, and ask God to raise you up, to give you hope, to show you the way He wants you to go. Just keep asking Him that. When He sees you really are sincere, He won't fail you. He will show you. He will speak to you. The Lord, it says, redeems the life of His servants. No one incurs guilt who takes refuge in Him. Hear that. Hear that. That's what He wants to do for you. And the second reading is Paul to Timothy, chapter 4, verses 6 to 8, and then 16 to 18. Beloved, I am already being poured out like a libation, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have competed well. This is Paul. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. From now on, the crown of righteousness awaits me, which the Lord, the just judge, will award to me on that day, not only on me, but to all who have longed for His appearance. At my first defense, no one appeared on my behalf. Everyone deserted me. May it not be held against them. But the Lord stood by me and gave me strength, so that through me the proclamation might be completed, and all the Gentiles might hear it. And I was rescued from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil threat. He'll bring me safe to His heavenly kingdom. You see Paul's faith? He knows he's being poured out. He knows his departure is at hand. He knows he's competed well. And he did, and you can too, right now, beginning today. Don't say, I'm too old, or I'm too sick. All you have to do is say, Lord, help me to follow You more closely. That's all. Lord, help me to follow You more closely. And then take the Scriptures every day and read them. God will help you. In the Gospel of Luke, Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their righteousness and they despised everyone else. Have you seen people like that? They want you to know how holy they are, but they despise everybody else. Two people went up to the temple to pray, and one was a Pharisee, and the other was a tax collector. And the Pharisee took up his position, and he spoke this prayer to himself, "Oh God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity. They're greedy and dishonest and adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I pay tithes on my whole income. Look at me, God, how great I am." That's not in the scripture, but that's essentially what he's saying. Look at me, look at me. But the tax collector stood off at a distance and would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but he beat his breast, and he prayed, "O God, be merciful to me, a sinner." I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. You know, brothers and sisters, what's done is done. You can't make past deeds not to have been done. But as for future deeds, you do have the power not to do them. So don't be seduced if you feel like you're getting an argument that's really from the devil. Don't pay attention to that. They are afraid of future sins, which they are not yet committing. They aren't afraid of past sins, which you have committed. They are lugging around with them. Oh, brothers and sisters, when we have turned to the Lord, God forgives. We've never known forgiveness like we do from God. With us, it's often still in our memory. But brothers and sisters, all of us can seek mercy from God, and God will give it to those who seek it. The best of doctors has begun to cure you, and for him, no disease is incurable. This is St. Augustine, sinner, but a very holy man he became. Don't be afraid for your past wickedness, however frightful or however unbelievable the things you have perhaps committed. They are grave diseases, but the doctor has mastered them. So don't worry about past sins. In one moment of the sacrament, they will be forgiven. Just go to confession. Absolutely all of them will be totally forgiven. Brothers and sisters, I pray that your faith may increase. I pray that you might open your heart to the gift that God wants to give you. We don't do that as human beings. Give a gift when something has been, we have done something wrong. But God wants us all to be like him. He wants us to forgive those who have hurt us. But know, first of all, that you are forgiven by God. What's done is done. You can't make past deeds not to have been done. But as for future deeds, you do have the power not to do them. So why be seduced by this perverse argument that actually comes from the devil? This is what I said. They are afraid of future sins, what they are not yet committing. They aren't afraid of past sins, which have been committed. They are lugging around with them. Don't we do that? We hang on to the old sins. We hang on to the old mistakes. Don't. What's forgiven is forgiven. What you've asked for forgiveness, God has given it to you. Trust his gift. Go to him. Ask pardon. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.